where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Sarnia Lambton Chamber of Commerce has outlined what its key priorities will be over the next 3 years. Chamber CEO Carrie McEachran says the three strategies include enhancing their value proposition, advocating actively, and leading by example.
Looking at different ways that we can support members from small business to large business in all of their needs and what they're looking for to thrive here within Sarnia Lambton.
The Chamber met with current and previous members to see what is needed for their businesses over the past year to create the plan. The full strategic plan can be found on the Chamber's website. Theatre Sarnia has secured 7 nominations at this year's Western Ontario Drama League Festival Awards. Executive Director Brian Austin Jr. says the nominations confirm their dedication to theatrical innovation and storytelling through the performing arts.
We only put one show up for nomination, so that was Halfway There by Norm Foster. We secured 7 nominations from that one production.
Mandy Davidson is up for the Best Newcomer Award for her portrayal of Janine, and Holly Wenning is in the running for Outstanding Performance in a Supporting Role, following her role as Rita. Amanda Jenkins has been nominated for an Award of Merit Behind the Scenes for her Front of House Display, and Jane Walker is up for an award for Outstanding Direction. Other nominations include Outstanding Ensemble Production, Outstanding Production, and Best Production of a Canadian Play. The Red Cross is assisting 6 displaced Fanshawe College students today. They were displaced last night after a fire broke out on Prosperity Court south of Fleming Drive just after 10. No injuries were reported. Investigators determined the fire started on the exterior of the home and extended to the roof, but the cause is not considered suspicious. Damage is estimated at between $400,000 and $500,000. An inaugural council-to-council meeting is being held tomorrow between London City Council and their counterparts from Oneida Nation of the Thames. The face-to-face is hoped to build stronger working relationships between the two communities. The leaders are expected to talk about shared environmental concerns, housing initiatives for Indigenous members living in London, and collaboration on a requested change to the Municipal Act. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland will table her 4th federal budget at 4 this afternoon. The government's planning to spend billions of dollars on housing to improve supply, among other things. And the annual inflation rate, boosted by higher prices for gasoline, ticked higher in March compared with February. Stats Canada says its consumer price index for March was up 2.9% compared with a year ago, up from a 2.8% year-over-year increase in February. Meanwhile, shelter prices continue to contribute to overall inflation. Mortgage interest costs in March rose 25.4% on year-over-year basis, while rent prices in March increased 8.5% compared with the year earlier. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high of 17, increasing cloudiness tonight with periods of rain beginning after midnight, a low of 8. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.